This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The skies begin to change color. They were reminded about the destruction of the people before them, and they realized Yunus alayhi salam was telling the truth. So they gathered outside and they started begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for mercy and forgiveness with pure sincerity. In the Quran, we have a reference to an unnamed group of people, but we know who they are as a group. They are unnamed. Why? Because they are more than 100,000 people. Who are these people? 100,000 people? 100,000 plus. More than that. These were the people of Prophet Yunus alayhi salam. They were idol worshippers, and Prophet Yunus alayhi salam called them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to abandon idol worship, and they refused. They rejected. So what happens? Prophet Yunus alayhi salam is very upset and he leaves. And the skies begin to change color. They were reminded about the destruction of the people before them. And they realized Yunus alayhi salam was telling the truth. So they gathered outside and they started begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for mercy and forgiveness with pure sincerity. They started asking Allah for forgiveness, and Allah spared them from the punishment. Allah protected them from that very punishment that they were about to receive. In fact, interestingly, the people of Yunus alayhi salam, this group of 100,000 or more, were the only nation in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He removed the torment from them that was coming to them. It was guaranteed for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about this in the Quran as well. فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرْيَةٌ آمَنَتْ فَنَفَعَا إِيمَانُهَا إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُونَسِ The people of Yunus. Their iman helped them. Why? When they came out, they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect them, to forgive them, to have mercy on them. They remembered what He said. Now, simultaneously is the story of Yunus alayhi salam. Our story here is about the 100,000. Yunus alayhi salam goes through all that he went through. You know his story with the belly of the whale and the dua that he made. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Called upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly, glorified him, and eventually he was saved. He was sent back to his people. He comes back to his people and they are what? More than 100,000 who became believers. وَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ مِئَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we later sent him back to his city of at least 100,000 people and more. فَآمَنُوا فَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ So they believed in him, in the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so it allowed them enjoyment for a while. What does that mean? To enjoy the rest of their lives without the punishment that was coming to them. What is the lesson here? 100,000 people. 100,000 people. They all see a sign of God and they repent. Today we are living in a time in which there are more than 7 billion people on earth. And there are countless signs of God. It doesn't have to be changing, you know, colors of the sky and a punishment coming our way. There are countless signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for people to repent, to reflect, to turn back to Him. And as Muslims, we have a role as well in calling other people to the truth. Within the realm of Islam as well, you have many signs in your life to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't wait until a punishment strikes, until calamity strikes for you to become a better person. Don't wait until something bad happens. Real gratitude to Allah is for you to worship Him in all situations. Real gratitude to Allah is to worship Him when things are going well and when things are not. When things are easy and when things are difficult. The real test of gratitude is not for you to worship Allah when everything is relatively easy. It's also to worship Allah when things get difficult. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us grateful and make us amongst those who see the signs so that we repent and return back to Him. And may Allah forgive us for all of our shortcomings. Allahumma ameen.